It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So the win and your end started last night, and Colorado moves on.
First doggy won yesterday. Second doggy wins today.
All right. So what did you think of the game yesterday?
I think the umpire in Major League Baseball sucks, even with the reviews. They got a couple of calls wrong yesterday against Colorado, but Colorado still wound up winning the game. There was one call at second base in the eighth inning where the players for the Cubs stood on the field because they knew the guy was safe. And then they looked at it, and I guess they had the screw Colorado button out, and they called the guy out anyway. Other than that, the umpire in the first inning decided to call the regular strike zone against Lester, and he walked the guy, and they wound up scoring. And this game could have been over in nine innings if it wasn't for the Ivy in Chicago. Next guy up hit a double with the runner running, and the ball got stuck in the Ivy, which is a ground rule double. They clearly would have scored one run off of that, and they scored one subsequent run after that, which stood up for seven or eight innings. And otherwise, they would have won 2-1 in nine, but they won 2-1 in 13. And, the Cubs, they haven't been scoring runs lately. That happened again last night. And Colorado resilience showed. They've been playing good at the end of the year. They lost to the Dodgers the night before. They got on a plane, flew to Chicago, and came out a winner. So now they only have to take a little bus ride to Milwaukee, and this team's going to be dangerous against the Brewers.
All right, and winning you're in tonight at Yankee Stadium.
Like I said, doggy won yesterday, doggy two wins today. I got a nice 5-1 on that parlay with Colorado and Oakland. The Yankees set themselves up to fire Aaron Boone and hire A-Rod because there's no way in God's green earth Severino should be starting his game tonight. You're hearing the experts say, well, that's because they want to pitch Jay Happ against the Red Sox a couple of times. Fine and well. You don't win tonight. Jay Happ isn't pitching against anybody. Jay Happ's your best pitcher. He should be pitching tonight. You have to win this game tonight. If you don't win this game tonight, it's irrelevant who's pitching against who. I've seen this happen many times before where a team tries to be sly and save their best pitcher and pitch later. I expect to see Jay Happ in the game in the third inning tonight.
All right. where else do you want to go in sports?
There's really not much else to talk about. I mean, baseball is king. There's nothing else going on right now.
Hey, tonight, there's Wednesday night hockey starts.
Yeah, that's true. You can't get involved. I mean, there's 81 games after tonight. You got baseball at its highlight of the season, and everything else takes a back seat to that. It's true.
I mean, no, you're right.
You're gonna get all giddy over hockey tonight. It's opening night. Yeah, it's nice. It's good. But in the big scheme of things, you're not going to know anything after tonight. It's good for hockey enthusiasts that their team is playing. So they start in October, and in nine months, we'll know who wins the Stanley Cup. I mean, I love hockey. Don't get me wrong. It's my second favorite sport. But right now it's baseball season.
All right. Do you see where the NFL fined the Jets running back?
For what?
Well, this is this stupid thing. they fined him for wiping his butt with the ball after a touchdown, okay? First of all,
I can see them doing that. That's ridiculous.
First of all, you can't explain it that way. It was a stupid move, and they could fine him, but he didn't wipe his butt with the ball. But that's besides the point.
I wouldn't know. I don't watch.
That's right, you don't. Hey, how about the Twins fired Paul Molitor? That didn't take long.
There's another guy the Yankees can hire when Boone gets fired. I don't think he should have gotten fired. There was a couple of big injuries for the Twins this year. They're a team that's on the cusp of becoming a decent team, but they had a lot of major injuries this year. They weren't able to compete. Should he have gotten fired? I really don't think so.
Yeah, I think he should have been given one more year because he did. Look at the year he had the year before.
Yeah, and like I said, one of their big bets, Sano, he was out for like 75% of the year. And other players that were producers for that team went down one time or another. So, no, I don't think he should have been fired.
Yeah, that makes two of us. All right.
But like I said, it just opens up opportunity for the Yankees to hire different managers.
So now, are you going to be sitting there with popcorn and a few beers watching the game tonight?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. I'll be sitting there with some triple berry pie and a glass of milk.
Triple berry pie.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Yeah, well, if the Yankees win, you better start.
No, why? I still have three series to root against them.
That's right.
If it goes that far.
That's right. All right.
I'm not worried about it. I got 25 dead presidents on the parlay. I got 5-1. I gave them $25, and then they're going to give me back 150 after tomorrow morning. So I'm happy with it.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the Yankee loss.
Okay. Goodbye. Mike Cossey with the check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.